Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It's 919 up to 49 today. It's 38 right now. We have some more details on the standoff in Mitchell.
Yes, we do. According to witnesses, at least eight officers are surrounding an area off 11th Street in Mitchell. There have been reports of shots fired. Witness says that appears to be a domestic dispute.
Not 11th, it was 1st Avenue.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1st. And also, a nearby Longfellow school is in lockdown.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. That's all we know about that.
Keep you updated when we find out more information.
Internet quote of the day mail is...
Want to be nice when the election is over and all your friends go back to posting pictures of their lunch?
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no.
I would rather see pictures of food.
Well, it's harder to skip by pictures of food. At least they do a little cutoff thing where it says see more when someone goes on a big, huge diatribe about whatever their cause is.
That's true.
The pictures take up too much space. I think I'd rather just have that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like any of it. So, women admit something. I didn't think women would ever admit anything.
All right.
I know how hard it is for you guys to say that you're sorry. I know that's tough.
I know how to say I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can admit when I'm wrong.
But you always have a reason.
Well, I don't see a problem with that.
Anyway, according to a survey, women admit they're worse drivers than men.
Oh, we admit that?
Oh, yeah, you did. Look, it's science. It's on the internet, so it's true. They can't put anything on the internet that isn't true, right?
Blah, blah, blah.
I love that commercial with that lady.
I know, it's funny.
No, they can't put anything that's on the internet that isn't true. Where'd you hear that? The internet.
And then her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's shows a up.
French model.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
And he's not attractive.
25% of women say they're bad at parallel parking. That's more than double the percentage of men. Only 11% of guys say that they're bad at parallel parking. 28% of women say they've tried parking in a tight spot but gave up and drove away.
I'll admit that I am not good at parallel parking. It's never been my forte, that's for sure. Not good at it.
It's not that hard, really.
I'm just not very good at it.
There's places where you parallel park and there's places where you do not.
I don't care for parallel parking.
So you never... If you go downtown, you park in a ramp.
A lot of times. Just because it's easier, too.
But it's a lot farther walk. What if you could park parallel somewhere and...
If I can maneuver in
there... If you can do it
where
you can drive right into the spot...
Yes.
Then you'll do it?
If I can maneuver in there... Decently, easily.
It's really not that hard.
Okay.
It really isn't. You just line up next to the car, next to you.
Yeah.
Crank the wheel all the way to the side.
Uh-huh.
So that the back end goes that way.
I know how to do it. I just suck at it.
And then keep going back until you know the bumper's going to clear, then crank all the way the other way.
Thanks for the driving lesson.
It's all you got to do. It's easy.
I'm just not good at it. I know that in, like, thinking about it is an easy thing to think about. That, yeah... That makes sense to do, and that's it would be easy to do in your imagination.
It's also but hard actually, to do when you're talking on the phone and to someone.
But actually doing it is a whole different
story. It's hard to do when you're on the phone. I understand.
Who said I was on the phone?
Girls are always on the phone.
Trust
in the car.
Me, if I'm driving to parallel park, I am not on my phone.
Yeah, we'll be there in just a second. I'm just pulling into park right now. I've had that conversation with you at least four times.
No.
At least while you're parking.
I don't think so.
And like when we went to go meet for the cameras, when you were picking up the cameras for me, and you wound up on the wrong side of Shields.
No, I was on the right side. I was on the south side. I was just parked in a different row than you.
Oh, I thought you were on the north side of the building.
No.
Oh.
I know my difference between north and south and east and west. I am well aware of it. Never eat shredded wheat. I know exactly where I'm at. The only time I get mixed around is if I'm in a city that I don't know. It kind of throws me off guard a little bit.
What direction is that?
That is south.
Oh. What direction is that?
Which way were you pointing? Because that was not in a direction of north. You were pointing northeast.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's still a direction.
Okay.
I was just doing it real quick.
Well, it was really quick. That's why I wasn't sure that you're going to get me there, didn't
I did.
Ya?
Because if you said north or east, I was going to say, northeast.
I said northeast. You got me not.
I just found a piece of Halloween candy. I need to go eat that. We got dirt on the way. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hey, hi. What up? Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
As expected, Taylor Swift's Red easily took the top spot on the Billboard's charts with a huge sales week with more than 1.2 million copies, the biggest debut of any album in 10 years. Hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar had to settle for a runner-up slot with a respectable 241,000 copies with his major label debut, Good Kid, Mad City. The Huffington Post has put together a video montage of all kinds of Friday the 13th villain Jason Voorhees. There are 140 in all. They also did a video of Kills, A Nightmare on Elm Street's Freddy Krueger, but not nearly as good and may not even be comprehensive. On TV tonight, Thursday Night Football, they have the San Diego Chargers host the Kansas City Chiefs. That's on NFL Network. Also, the 46th annual CMA Awards is on tonight. Movies out this weekend, Flight and Wreck-It Ralph. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:36. 49 today. It is 41 right now. Clouds are going to go away eventually. It'll brighten up. So, according to the oil analysts, there is one good thing coming out of Superstorm Sandy, and it's cheaper gas.
Oh, really?
People are missing a ton of work, staying home, not being able to drive on flooded roads. That saves a lot of gas. So demand is lower than supply, means prices should drop quickly.
I did actually notice when I filled up yesterday, it was a lot cheaper.
And whether or not that means it's going to nationally or not,
I wouldn't think it'd be that soon, but it was a lot cheaper than normal. It was like $3.29.
And just had that story about how women are coming to terms with not being able to parallel park and not being as good at driving as men.
I don't know why you're trying to get me riled up.
Because it's easy and fun. According to a new survey, women don't really know how to cook until age 55.
Excuse me?
The average woman makes her first cake when she's 21. First romantic dinner. Would you relax and let me finish? First romantic dinner at 23 and hosts a dinner party at 26. But she still has to follow recipes and measure ingredients. 55-year-olds can make 15 different meals without a recipe.
I can make 15 different meals without a recipe.
Mac and cheese does not count.
Not including mac and cheese.
Nor do Pop-Tarts.
Or Pop-Tarts. I don't even make Pop-Tarts.
80% can put together a meal from random ingredients without measuring.
I can totally do that.
Prove it.
Okay.
Prove it.
All right.
Make something.
What do you want me to make?
I don't know.
What are you hungry for?
I will give you the random ingredients.
Okay. I'm going to have to go grocery shopping, probably.
Chicken.
Okay.
Potato salad.
What? That's a side.
Cream of mushroom soup.
Gross.
Rice.
I don't
brown
even
rice.
Like cream of mushroom soup.
You don't have to eat the soup. It's the base of the...
You eat it!
You don't even know what it's just basically cream with little tiny mushrooms in it.
I know what it is.
Cream of chicken soup, then. Good hell.
I don't like it.
Well, we're doing random ingredients here.
But it would be something that I would purchase.
Parsley.
Don't purchase parsley.
Red pepper. And some asparagus.
Okay.
I don't even like all the things I'm coming up with here. Oh, and black beans.
So you're going to make my children eat this?
No.
Well, then why would
you say you can cook with random ingredients?
I'm not going to cook a meal that my children are not going to eat.
Well.
That is a lot of food. P.S.
Well, I'm just saying, prove it. You're like all cocky. You're like, I can do that.
Okay. That's going to be disgusting.
Probably. But if you know what you're doing, you could do it.
It's all fine, except for the potato salad would just be a side dish.
I just find it funny. Yeah, I know. That was kind of random. I just find it funny that you got all offended as soon as the story said that women at 55...
Well, they have to be able to
make
go together 15 with
15 different
stuff.
Meals. Okay, what? Name me five meals you can make without
I'm
a recipe.
I'm just thinking spaghetti.
Okay, canned stuff is not cooking.
If
you empty sauce from a can and then heat it up and put it on pasta, that is not cooking.
I could make the sauce from scratch if I wanted to, but who has time for that crap?
okay, let's say you have all the time in the world.
Then I would.
You can leave early today and go make spaghetti sauce from scratch without using a recipe. Can you do it?
Yeah.
No recipe.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
Okay. From scratch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I taste test it. We got a kitchen downstairs. You can do it downstairs.
That doesn't have all my stuff.
Okay. Well, how are we going to know you didn't use a recipe?
I don't know.
Well, get your stuff and then do it downstairs.
You want me to bring my whole kitchen, the colander and everything?
Colander?
Why can't I just make it at home and record it?
Because you will use a recipe card.
No.
And I think you are being silly about being offended by this story. You don't think a 55-year-old woman who's been cooking her whole life is not better at it than you?
100.
No, I'm not saying all of them are, but
percent believe that a 55-year-old has memorized more recipes.
Okay.
But I don't agree with the rest of the findings. A 21-year-old is the first time somebody's made a cake?
It's an average.
Was the study done in like a bigger city where
probably
because in the Midwest, us Midwesterners here
it was from the
have learned how to
let me
to
see where I got it.
Way earlier in life.
It was from the UK Telegraph, so it's from England.
Oh, that figures.
It's an average anyway.
Okay.
There you go, getting upset about stuff that doesn't really matter again.
Aren't I supposed to? You want me to just to agree with,
thing
and just think that everything that they say is the gospel? And I should totally 100% agree that a 34-year-old such as myself is incapable of memorizing 15.
It never said you were incapable. It just said the average 55-year-old is better at it than younger women are. It didn't say anything about 34-year-olds anyway. Every age that it cited before 55 was in their 20s. And you got offended.
I wasn't offended. I just disagreed. It's the difference between being offended
negative.
And I do not always go negative.
You always take things negatively, far more negatively than you should.
Whatevs.
And then you revert to a 16-year-old's language to contradict me. Awesome. Heroes of the day are next. Hang on. It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the Day, brought to you by Martini's at 57th and Louise. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
Mine's actually a real hero. Actually, two of them.
Oh.
One in 4,600 high school seniors managed to get a perfect score on the SAT, but twin sisters in San Diego both aced it.
Wow.
Yeah, 17-year-old Maria and Tina Bakowski took the SAT earlier this month, and both got a perfect 2,400 scores. It was the second time each of them took the test. They decided to retake it after they each got a 2,200 the first time. Tina said, "We actually studied this time." They are way smarter than us.
And they make me want to vomit a little bit, too. Benjamin Jaggers of New York has had better days. He was decided to run naked down Broadway yesterday afternoon.
What? Really?
During rush hour traffic. And as soon as he was spotted by police, first off, people saw him jogging naked. And so then they get on Twitter and some call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's running around. And after a police officer, Mark's police car, spots him, then he decides to run in and out of traffic.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What?
First, he ran past the Walgreens pharmacy, then crossed the street, runs in front of Taco Bell. And, yeah. So, actually, I misread it. It was in Bowling Green. Never mind.
Okay.
Oh, it's Daily News. It was BF Daily News, or BG, Bowling Green Daily News. I thought it was New York Daily News.
Okay.
And the street was Broadway. Okay, my bad. Anyway, he was arrested.
Oh, I would hope so.
So there you go.
All right.
There's your Heroes of the Day. Time for us to scoop. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.